It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As you've likely heard by now, two banks collapsed over the past week, sparking fears that banking turmoil is spreading around the world. Analysts, though, say this is not a repeat of the 2008 global financial crisis and not necessarily a time to panic. But there was another banking scare on Wednesday. Switzerland's second biggest lender, Credit Suisse, announced its biggest shareholder had no plans to give any more funds. This sent U.S. stocks sliding Wednesday. But futures are up after the company agreed to a $53 billion loan from the Swiss Central Bank. Obviously, things are still in turmoil. So if you're looking for some hot committee action today, check out the Senate Finance Committee. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is testifying. Topics she'll likely be grilled on include last weekend's rescue of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank and the crisis currently unfolding globally. You also might want to watch out for Senator Elizabeth Warren. She's pushing a bill to tighten bank regulations. She said on TV in Boston Tuesday night, quote, "It's time to put those regulations back in place. It's time to hold the Fed accountable, do a full investigation of what they've done, and it's time to send a very strong message to bank CEOs. You're not going to be able to load up on risk in order to juice your profits." That's the Elizabeth Warren we know and love. Stay tuned. The federal judge in Texas, who is considering a challenge against the abortion pill, mifepristone, appeared open on Wednesday to an anti-abortion group's argument that federal regulators hadn't sufficiently vetted the drug, alleging it could be unsafe. Really? The FDA approval came more than 20 years ago. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, an outspoken anti-choice Trump appointee, questioned whether mifepristone, which is one part of a two-step medical abortion drug, had met strict federal standards required for doctors to prescribe it. He even asked a lawyer for the group that filed the challenge whether or not a judge had the authority to unilaterally withdraw the FDA approval. He asked the lawyer for the complaining party? Wow. Well, public health officials said the challenge wasn't supported by scientific evidence and could disrupt the FDA's process for approving drugs. The judge said his ruling would come as soon as possible, though he didn't specify a timetable. But this judge could, at least temporarily, undo the FDA's 2000 approval of this abortion drug. Just amazing. And while we're in Texas, it appears they're vying for the title of most fascist state, giving Florida a run for its money. Texas on Wednesday announced a state takeover of Houston's public school district in response to allegations of misconduct by school trustees and low test scores at the district's 50 high schools. Houston is the eighth largest school district in the country, with 276 schools and nearly 200,000 students. This takeover, one of the largest in the U.S., has deepened a rift between Democrats who have local control and Republicans who dominate the state government and have sought broader local authority after clashes over elections and pandemic restrictions. The plan is for Texas to replace Houston's democratically elected school board and superintendent with a board of managers in June. Democrats called the move, announced by Republican Governor Greg Abbott's education commissioner, a partisan power play. You think? Meanwhile, Minnesota will bring back free school lunches across the state, no thanks to Republican State Senator Steve Drazkowski, who voted against the bill, saying, quote, "I have yet to meet a person in Minnesota that is hungry." Hey, Steve, more than 8% of the children in the county you represent live in poverty. Just saying. So while we're waiting to see what happens next in the Fulton County, Georgia DA's case against the former guy, more information is coming from the grand jury that recommended a number of indictments. We've all heard the damning phone call during which Trump asked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find the votes he'd need to win the state. Well, now we find out that the grand jury reportedly heard another recording of the former guy, this one pushing the state House Speaker David Ralston to call a special session of the legislature to overturn the election in Trump's favor. Ralston, who died in November, did not comply with Trump's demand. Speaking of the former guy, as we're awaiting a history-making indictment to come from the Manhattan DA's office, possibly as soon as next week, we learned that Stormy Daniels, the adult film star, met on Wednesday with prosecutors investigating the hush money paid to her by Trump's representatives shortly before the 2016 elections. This news arrived as Michael Cohen, The former Trump lawyer and fixer who arranged the $130,000 payoff testified for a second day before the New York grand jury reviewing the case. Cohen has said he would cooperate with prosecutors, but wasn't seeking revenge against Trump. He said, quote, "This is not about him. This is about holding accountability, truth to power, and everything else in between." And finally, one more reason to get the hell out of Florida. A massive blob of seaweed spanning more than 5,000 miles is headed for the shores of Florida. The seaweed will reportedly invade Florida's beaches around July. Ick. So we got that to look forward to. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.